Oh, man, you guys are so smart because you are listening to Viva Le Mock on WRCT 88.3 FM. And I am Peter Zaremba, the Flesh Tones. You're going to hear us on this station.
Hi, this is Kenny
and Amanda Smith from Nashville.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Should lose. For me, there'd be no sunshine if ever we should part. Cry, cry, darling. That's what I do, 'cause you're the one that's in my heart. Shadows creep, I just weep all night. I know, you know how much I'd miss you if ever we should part. Cry. You're the one that's in my heart.
street, they're giving out free gasoline, and nobody's being mean, just getting their souls redeemed. It's a quarter past midday, but there's still time to make conversation in the checkout line. Maybe it's a sign that we're in decline. But I don't care about good times past, 'cause they can never last. And all the glory got faded fast, like the midday sun. Well, that's everything to be fair, but your love. Can still get down. We'll throw a cemetery rave and dance like fiends, drinking crushed orange soda with the Roman queen, who made such a scene back in 1915. But I don't care about good times past, 'cause they couldn't end. And all the glory got faded fast, like the midday sun. Well, that's everything to be fair, but your love don't seem to care. And I know it will still be there once the day. Thank you.
my dreams away. My darling's flown and she's gone to stay. All I got now is yesterday, and I don't know what to do. Well, I guess I'll go downtown and see just what downtown can do for me. Maybe set my lonesome free, or maybe let me go. I loved her true, and I told her so. I asked her to, and she told me no. She said she had somewhere to go, and then she said goodbye. Well, I wonder how long it can go on, how long I'll sing the same old song. I wonder which one done us wrong, which one forgot to try. I loved her true, and I told her so. I asked her to, and she told me no. She said she had somewhere to go, and then she said goodbye. I loved her true, and I told her so. I asked her to, and she told me no. She said she had somewhere to go, and then she said goodbye.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
The Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city of Pittsburgh for over a decade. They have regular gallery hours every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. or by appointment. That's the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination. For more information, 412-924-0634 or visit them online at irmafreeman.org. Hey there, it's the Mockster here on WRCT Pittsburgh. And for the next half hour, I'm going to showcase music of the band Gear Daddies. That's right, they were formed back in 1984 in Austin, Minnesota. Not Austin, Texas, Austin, Minnesota. They're around 1992, and in that short period of time, they managed to put out two full-length albums, a couple 7-inch singles, and a collection of studio outtakes, live recordings, some B-sides, etc., etc. So I am going to select songs from each and every one of these releases to showcase this band for you for the next half hour, starting with their 1987 debut. It was a 7-inch single on the Gark record label. The A-side was a little ditty called She's Happy.
Well, she's a housewife, and her husband's with the night shift at the plant for 30 years. They got a nice little trailer in a nice little court, and a poodle they love like a child they never had. They go to the VFW club on Friday night. She gets a sludgy and fess and some fries from the kitchen. Tip the waitress 50 cents. Has her hair done the same way that she has for 30 years. Some say life's useless, it's gone, it's dull. But she's happy, she's satisfied, and nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day that Ayla's died. She doesn't covet what she doesn't have, cause she's happy, she's happy, she's happy. She has a hobby, she paints ceramics and bowls twice a month. She goes dancing with her husband when they can, or to the wrestling matches at the local arena. Some say her life's useless, it's fun, it's dull, but she's happy, she's satisfied, and nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day that Elvis died. She doesn't color what she doesn't have, 'cause she's happy, she's happy, she's happy. Life's useless, it's fun, it's dull, but she's happy, she's satisfied, and nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day that Elvis died. She doesn't covet what she doesn't have, 'cause she's happy, she's happy, she's happy. And nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day.
One, two, three, four, one. Sometimes I swear I need a drink. Sometimes I swear to God I just don't stop to think. And I know tomorrow I'll regret all these things I did. I drank so much tonight, I just feel stupid. I didn't go out planning to get this drunk. I guess my plan to get up and look for work is sunk. And I know tomorrow I'll regret all these things I did. I drank so much tonight, I just feel stupid. Sometimes I swear I need a drink. And sometimes I swear to God I just don't stop to think. Then I know tomorrow I'll regret all these things I did. I drank so much tonight, I just feel stupid. Drank so much tonight, I just feel stupid. Been saving now for over a year. Let's pack the kids, get out of here. We'll leave behind our troubles for a week. Yeah, we'll borrow the poppin' from Phyllis and Steve. Just tell the boss I gotta leave. Be the best week of our lives, I can tell. Check out Yeah, you'll see the robot world and the water show. Go anywhere you want to go. Circus World, Museum, and Baraboo. We'll play mini golf at the Jellystone. We'll find the city that has a home. And if the kids want to buy a t-shirt, what the hell? Yes, I dream vacation in the dell. Yeah, and at night when the kids is all asleep, then off to the lounge for a night.
We are almost midway through a half-hour block of the band Gear Daddies here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. Thank you so much for tuning in and letting me play you some Gear Daddies here in this half hour. Now, that song was indeed talking about road tripping to Wisconsin Dells. Indeed it was. It's called Dream Vacation. I pulled that off of the 1992 compilation called Can't Have Nothing Nice from Gear Daddies. 1992 actually was the year that the Gear Daddies disbanded as well. Before the Dream Vacation, I went back to their 1988 full-length debut. Now, that came out on Gark Records, much like the single that they first put out. The first full-length was called Let's Go Scare Al, and I played for you Drank So Much, Just Feel Stupid. And then in 1989, actually, that same album was re-released because they got picked up by Polydor Records, and they just reissued that little indie record. And then in 1990, their second album with Polydor, actually technically their first album they recorded for Polydor, but their second full-length album, Billy's Live Bait, was released. And from that, you heard Time Heals. Now, that's a song that was actually written by their drummer, Billy Dankert, and he takes the lead vocals on that. And start off the entire set with She's Happy, which I mentioned came out in 1987 as a 7-inch, and you can also find it on that debut album, Let's Go Scare Al. Now, that Can't Have Nothing Nice was great because it put together a lot of rarities, but I mentioned they put out two 7-inch singles. Their second 7-inch single came out on the Crackpot record label back in 1991, featuring three cover songs: Bette Midler's The Rose, Marty Robbins' White Sport Coats, and then the title track, the A-side, on purple vinyl, Prince.
Well, I guess you should have known by the way you parked your car sideways it wouldn't last. Show the kind of person who believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. Well, I guess I must be dumb. She had a pocket full of horses, Trojan and some of them here. But it was Saturday now, I guess that makes it all right. She said, what have I got to lose? And honey, I said, little red Corvette, baby, I'm much too fast. Little red Corvette, you need a love that's gonna last. I guess I should have closed my eyes to the place where your horses run free. Cause I felt a little ill when I saw all the pictures of the jockey that was there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry, wondering if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it all right. You said, baby, you got
I'm not afraid to die. Daddy always said everything I touched it turned to fish. So I'm sitting downtown crying near the statue of Jesus. Days hard for stealing cigarettes. So how's a man supposed to tell his children that? I swear to God I tried, but I just don't think I fit. Daddy always said everything I touched it turned to fish. So I'm sitting downtown crying neath the statue of Jesus. Downtown crying neath the statue of Jesus. Sitting downtown crying neath the statue of Jesus.
From their Let's Go Scare Al album, that is Gear Daddies with Statue of Jesus here on 88.3 FM WRCT. Before Statue of Jesus, that was Gear Daddies doing their cover of the B.W. Stevenson 1973 hit, My Maria. Now that song originally could be found on a promotional EP that was released basically as a B-side to the single Color of Her Eyes from Billy's Live Bates, but eventually it did find its way onto that 1992 compilation, Can't Have Nothing Nice. Hey, speaking of Billy's Live Bates, Stupid Boy came from that, which was the song before My Maria, and I started off, speaking of covers, how about that? I started off the entire set with a band from Minnesota doing a cover of an artist from Minnesota, and that was Gear Daddies and the Prince cover, Little Red Corvette. I got one more song to wrap up this entire half hour of Gear Daddies. I hope you've enjoyed it. It's probably their biggest song, and it was actually a hidden track on the Billy's Live Bait album. You can find it in, I think, the second Mighty Ducks album from 1994 featured it. It's Zamboni.
Well, I went down to the local arena, asked to see the manager man. He came from his office, said, son, can I help you? Looked at him and said, yes, you can. Yeah, I want to drive the Zamboni. Yes, I do. Now, ever since I was young, it's been my dream that I might drive the Zamboni machine. I get that I was just as thick as could be, and all the kids would look up to me. Yeah, I wanna drive the Zamboni.
That has been a half hour of the band Gear Daddies here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. Thanks for listening.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Cry, cry, darling. That's what I'd do if you'd leave me with the blues. Cry. I should lose. For me, there'd be no sunshine if ever we should part. Cry, cry, darling. That's what I do, 'cause you're the one that's in my shadows creep, I just weep all night. I know, you know how much I'd miss you if ever we should part. Cry. You're the one that's in my heart.
seen. Across the street they're giving out free gasoline, and nobody's being mean, just getting their souls redeemed. It's a quarter past midday, but there's still time to make conversation in the checkout line. Maybe it's a sign that we're in decline. But I don't care about good times past, 'cause they could never last. And all the glory got faded fast, like the midday sun. Well, that's everything to be fair, but your love don't. Can still get down. We'll throw a cemetery rave and dance like fiends, drinking crushed orange soda with the Romany queen who made such a scene back in 1915. But I don't care about good times past, 'cause they couldn't last. And all the glory got faded fast, like the midday sun. Well, that's everything to be fair, but your love don't seem to care. And I know it will still be there once the day.
My darling's flown and she's gone to stay. All I got now is yesterday, and I don't know what to do. Well, I guess I'll go downtown and see just what downtown can do for me. Maybe set my lonesome free, or maybe let me go. I loved her true, and I told her so. I asked her to, and she told me no. She said she had somewhere to go, and then she said goodbye. Well, I wonder how long it can go on, how long I'll sing the same old song. I wonder which one done us wrong, which one forgot to try. I loved her true, and I told her so. I asked her to, and she told me no. She said she had somewhere to go, and then she said goodbye. I loved her true, and I told her so. I asked her to, and she told me no. She said she had somewhere to go, and then she said goodbye.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hello, my fellow Americans. I would just like to say now, as an expert on the subject, that WRCT Pittsburgh does not blow. Thank you.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
You know, we suspected for a while that when many of these right-wingers say abortion is murder, they don't really mean that. It's something they say if it's convenient, if it helps them raise money. Now, of course, some of them sincerely mean it, and I mean the voters. But when you look at the polls, you see that support for abortion being legal in most cases has increased over the last 50 years quite steadily. And so intuitively, there have to be some shills out there who are only claiming to have these positions about abortion to the extent that it's useful to them politically, but they don't really care about it that much. Donald Trump is a really great example. The Herschel Walker scandal, as it's being called, wherein despite claiming to be pro-life, despite claiming that abortion is murder, no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, despite saying all of those things, he now has been credibly accused with receipts of urging and paying one of his ex-girlfriends to get an abortion, paying for one of his ex-girlfriends to get an abortion. So, of course, the Republicans will now denounce Herschel Walker, right? We cannot support a man who, no, it's not happening. It turns out apparently, they don't really care about abortion being murder. Here's Dana Loesch, who says quite straightforwardly, she's a right-wing radio host, I don't care if Herschel Walker paid to abort endangered baby eagles. I want control of the Senate.
So does this change anything? I mean, do you want my opinion? You're listening.
Yeah.
Not a damn thing.
Ooh.
How many times have I said four very important words? These four words. Winning is a virtue.
Ooh.
What I'm about to say is in no means a contradiction.
Okay.
Or a compromise of a principle.
So in other words, it is that.
And please keep in mind that I am concerned about one thing and one thing only at this point. So I don't care if Herschel Walker paid to abort endangered baby eagles. Mm. I want control of the Senate.
Right.
If the Daily Beast story is true, you're telling me Walker used his money to reportedly pay some skank for an abortion, and Warnock wants to use all of our monies to pay a whole bunch of skanks for abortions.
So the big takeaway here is a lot of these people don't really think abortion is murder, or they do, but they're willing to vote for the murderers anyway if it's politically convenient. Republicans think abortion is murder, except when the Senate is on the line. Here's Don Lemon on CNN last night speaking to right-wing, you know, whatever, right-wing strategist, right-wing analyst, consultant Alice Stewart. And this is just unbelievable.
Comfortable position here, because the entire time that we have been on the air together, you said that the reason that you held your nose and voted for Donald Trump was because of his stance on abortion.
Right.
And now you're saying it doesn't matter that Herschel Walker is hypocritical about an abortion and allegedly has paid for one.
Right.
An abortion, that it is now okay.